With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Facing congressional criticism, he's withholding key evidence about financial dealings of President Biden's family members. Attorney General Merrick Garland has told the House Judiciary Committee that, in his words, he won't be intimidated by the possibility of being held in contempt of Congress. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio was asked if a continued standoff might lead to the arrest of the attorney general.
I guess 100 and some years ago, there's what's called inherent contempt, where you could have the sergeant at arms. But I'm not for that. What I'm for is, giving us the information, we think the argument's on our side. If we have to go to court, we go to court.
Jordan's complete interview will appear on the news program This Week on the Hill, being broadcast this weekend on radio stations and on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to address a joint meeting of Congress on July 24th. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Congressional leaders confirmed the date of the address late Thursday after formally inviting Netanyahu to come speak before lawmakers last week. It is the most recent show of wartime support for the longtime ally, despite mounting political divisions over Israel's military assault on Hamas in Gaza. Netanyahu's appearance before a growingly divided Congress is sure to be controversial and met with plenty of protests both inside the Capitol from lawmakers and outside by pro-Palestinian protesters. It will be put on stark display the growing election year divisions among Democrats over the Prime Minister's prosecution of the months-long war against Hamas. House Speaker Mike Johnson first suggested inviting the Israeli leader, saying it would be, quote, a great honor of mine to invite him. In a press release Thursday, Johnson said Netanyahu responded to the invitation in kind. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Most Americans support Harrison Butker.
The kicker for the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs sparked controversy last month with a commencement speech in which he condemned abortion, the LGBT agenda, and President Biden's support for both. He was hammered in the mainstream media and on social media, but a new poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that 58% of Americans support Butker's right to say whatever he wants about anything he wants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota voters will decide again on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Secretary of State Monae Johnson's office has validated the measure for the November ballot. It will be the third time South Dakota voters have weighed in on the question. In 2020, they passed a measure that was later struck down in court for containing multiple issues. In 2022, voters defeated a single subject proposal to legalize recreational marijuana. This is SRN News. Seven migrant smuggling suspects arrested, 11 others hospitalized after a sting near San Antonio.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says 26 migrants were found in a farmhouse. He says those hospitalized have heat-related injuries. Authorities received a tip about a smuggling operation and followed a trailer that was towed to a residence. The sheriff says the migrants were packed into false compartments under the trailer for about 3 hours without water. Temperatures in San Antonio were in the high 90s at the time. Jason Walker reporting.
Governor Andy Beshear says drug overdose deaths in Kentucky fell nearly 10% in 2023, the second straight yearly decline. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the latest report is a cause for hope. He steered huge sums of funding to his home state over the years to help combat addiction woes. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.